He's our neighbor. Everybody knows it, but what a lie was that austerity cuts wouldn't affect frontline services. Our next door neighbor was a long-distance driver and removal man. He's done heavy work all his life. He's now retired and lives alone, but has friends and neighbors. And thank goodness he has. He suffers from a range of medical conditions. Most pressingly, he struggles to breathe. He can't walk anywhere anymore, so he drives to the local shops. He eats his dinner every day at the cafe at the top of our street. Periodically he is taken off to the local hospital in an ambulance, because of his breathing. But more and more often, he is discharged in the night, into an empty house. Gentrification means that the cafe at top of the street has closed down, and will become a bistro. So Jeff and his friend now drive a mile away to another cafe every day. But then he had a prang in his car, which has put him off driving. Now his friend is away for a couple of weeks. He was discharged again a few days ago into a completely empty house, hardly able to walk from the curb to his door, his breathing was so bad. He's been assigned a social worker, but so far all she has been able to do is ring us, his next door neighbors. We have cleaned his kitchen and bathroom. We have shopped for him, and take milk in most days. At least until his friend is back, we are taking him a dinner every day. We were going away one weekend, so had to get him stocked up with dinners before we went. We don't mind. He's our neighbor. But he's embarrassed. A bit humiliated really. It makes you so angry. He's worked all his life and this is what it has come to. Paula and Ken, Walthamstow, East London. Socialism 2017, 11 and the 12th of November, Central London. Discussions include, local government, the next scene of the anti-austerity battle? Find out more, and book tickets at socialism2017.net.